I'm Sean Power reporting. A longtime Lamar's business is entering a new chapter. Robin and Dave Grossenheider have announced the sale of Hotop Jewelry and Gifts to longtime employee Jessica Potterbaum and her husband Jeff of Remsen, with the ownership transition scheduled to take place in early August. Owner-manager Robin Grossenheider said in a statement that her and Dave are thrilled that the Hotop tradition will continue and that it was important to us that the store remains a retail anchor in the community. Exciting things are happening in downtown Lamar's. Jessica Potterbaum expressed enthusiasm about the transition, saying we are excited to take over this beloved business and that her and Jeff will continue offering the best in fine jewelry, gifts, and home decor, with plans to expand our selection. Our current employees will remain, providing the friendly customer service that has long been a trademark of Hotop's. The Grossenheiders have owned the business for 48 years. Hotop Jewelry and Gifts was originally established in April of 1959 when Walter and Frieda Hotop, immigrants from Germany, moved from Remsen to Lamar's to operate a jewelry store inside of the H.F. Klassen store on Plymouth Street. In March of 1973, Tom Otis and Tom Nelson of Nelson Jewelers in Spencer, Iowa, purchased Hotop Jewelers and operated it for nearly 5 years. Dave and Robin Grossenheider acquired the business in January of 1978, moving to its current location at 26 Central Avenue Northeast in 1990. Reflecting on their years of ownership, Robin Grossenheider shared her appreciation by stating, "We have been blessed with wonderful employees, both past and present. We also want to thank our many loyal customers who have supported us for nearly 5 decades, many of whom have become dear friends." Robin will remain involved as an advisor to the store, and Dave will continue in his part-time role at KLEM Radio. Diamond Vogel has announced that CEO Jeff Powell was recognized for his service as chairman of the American Coatings Association Board of Directors during the ACA Industry Awards dinner and reception that was held on May 4th in Indianapolis. The ACA Industry Awards dinner and reception is held in conjunction with the biennial American Coatings Show and Conference and serves as one of the industry's leading recognition events. The evening honors individuals for their leadership, technical contributions, and service to the paint and coatings industry. Powell served as chairman of the ACA Board of Directors from 2024 through April of 2026. He helped provide strategic leadership and guidance for the association while supporting its advocacy, policy, and industry engagement efforts. Diamond Vogel Chair Drew Vogel said in a statement that the company was proud to see his leadership recognized by ACA and grateful for the time and energy he has dedicated to advancing the industry. House Speaker Pat Grassley says property tax negotiations during the recently concluded 2026 session of the Iowa legislature ended in a good place.
The 2% revenue cap really is going to be the hallmark of this piece of legislation that really limits the growth of new revenue that local governments can take in.
There will be exceptions, however, for new home construction and for expenses like employee benefits and liability insurance. The plan provides future property tax relief in other ways, by a homestead exemption worth up to $20,000 a year on a person's primary home. There is also a move to dedicate a greater share of the 1% sales tax for school infrastructure to property tax relief.
But I think where we ended was actually a good place. Hard 2% cap, allow local governments to pay those critical services that we expect, but at the same time, make sure we're getting certainty for the taxpayer.
Grassley made his comments this past weekend on Iowa Press on Iowa PBS. Governor Reynolds has expressed support and praise for the package, but has not yet announced when she plans to sign it into law. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.